You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Greg Holsizer, who serves as West Division Toll Market Practice Leader for HNTB Corporation, one of the nation's top infrastructure solution firms, with more than a century of service to public and private owners and contractors. Mr. Holsizer offers HNTB clients the benefit of his more than 30 years of executive and board-level experience in leading high-profile public and private sector organizations and projects. He is well known nationally as an expert on tolling, managed lanes, and public-private partnerships. Mr. Holsizer, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Looking forward to the conversation.
And I am as well, and certainly appreciate your time as well. So as previously mentioned, you have more than three decades of leadership experience with transportation infrastructure and currently serve as HNTB's West Division Toll Market Practice Leader. As a nationally recognized expert, why do you feel it's important for organizations and their people to be constantly learning, growing, and adapting? And what are some of the keys to success in these regards?
Well, our world, the world in which we live and do business, is constantly changing. Think of all the changes that's in the past 10 years. We don't see video stores anymore. The BlackBerry is gone. We have an app for everything. Our homes are run by Alexa. We have Airbnb and Uber and Lyft. And as consumers and clients, we want things much differently than we wanted them even 5-10 years ago. And think about the workforce. There are more aging baby boomers like me. We're staying in the workforce longer, and at the same time, there's a whole new generation of young people with new perspective, goals, and needs. And so as businesses and organizations, we're impacted by these changes. And as companies, just like and organizations, are like a living, breathing organism. And like any organism, we have to stay healthy to survive. And at any point in time, we're either getting stronger or weaker. If we grow and adapt, we live. If we don't, we become extinct. So the first key to success is, I think, firstly, realize is that the status quo is not an option. And then the second is to be intentional and accountable for creating and reinforcing a learning, growing, adapting organization. So those would be the two key words that I would say for key success, being intentional and being accountable.
Certainly appreciate your input and insight there. Now, when you talk about a learning and adapting organization, what do you mean and what does that look like and why is it important to question the status quo?
Sure. And I think I've talked about the case for questioning the status quo. And I belong to a CEO peer group known as Vistage International. We have a number of ground rules, and I use these ground rules also here at HNTB. And one of those is we call the T-Rex rule, and that is adapt or die. And you can see when you visit any organization, any company, where they are on that continuum of stagnant versus learning and growing. If you visit successful learning, adapting organizations, you're going to feel the energy. You walk in the door, there's a certain playfulness in those organizations. You can just feel it. Listen to how they talk. Are they saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Or we've always done it this way? Or do you hear, I wonder how we could do this better, right? You're like my grandson. He's always asking why. Having that approach is something that you'll see when you walk into a learning, adapting organization. And they're not afraid to take calculated risks. And they look outside their own industry for inspiration and ideas. For example, with a previous business that I was CEO of, I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about the cable TV industry. It had absolutely nothing to do with the toll road I was running, but the idea that I thought in the middle of the night resulted in $4 million a year of net new revenue to us. So very important for learning, adapting organizations to look outside their current industry for new ideas and creativity.
Now, you also mentioned that it is essential to question the status quo. So how does the concept of blue sky thinking fit into a learning and adapting organization? And how can continuous learning and adapting keep you ahead of the competition?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that I like. It's called, you might have heard this, it says, sure, that'll happen when pigs fly. You know, meaning that something is so ambitious and or unreasonable that it will never happen. But consider these when pigs fly statements. No one will ever break the 4-minute mile. No one will ever walk on the moon. No one will ever score a perfect 10 in gymnastics. And yet we know those things did happen. And so often we get stuck working in our business day to day and not on our business. And it's important to ask ourselves every once in a while, what if pigs could fly? What opportunities are out there that if we took an unconstrained view of our world, could it maybe turn our business upside down and provide a whole new level of service to our customers? And ways that a company can do that is consider having a competition within the company where individuals or teams collaborate to come up with these blue sky ideas and then pitch them to a Shark Tank-like panel of entrepreneurs and business leaders and being creative there. As an example, here at HNTB, in our line of work, the reality is we just can't continue to expand our freeways and traffic continues to grow. So we're currently working with local university on community dialogues, which are blue sky, to explore the possibilities around land use changes, infrastructure financing, technology, vehicle intelligence to improve commuting and regional mobility. And we're coming with some very interesting new blue sky ideas. That's how we can best help our communities, how we can best help our customers, and become a leader in our industry.
Good stuff there today. We're joined by Mr. Greg Holsizer, HNTB Corporation's West Division Toll Market Practice Leader here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Holsizer, how do you instill this type of learning and adapting environment in your organization and people, and what are some creative ways that you have found to do this?
Well, you start by hiring the right people for your team. And in your incorporating into your hiring process tools, peer interviews, and testing for adaptability and inquisitiveness. And making sure, drilling down when you're interviewing, that they show you examples of where they have been creative, where they have been adaptive, where they have been focused on learning and growing. And then I think, secondly, remember, you know, what gets measured gets done, and what gets rewarded gets done again. So one of the things I've done in the past that's worked very well is to encourage questioning the status quo using I call it a this seems stupid to me program. And that's where every employee is not only encouraged, but they're expected to once a month come up with something that seems stupid to them, something that a rule, a way we do things, the way a product is put together and manufactured, that just doesn't seem right to them. And they're encouraged to come up with an alternative, a different way, and you actually reward them for doing that. And then thirdly, making this type of learning and adapting and growing part of your one-to-one meetings and performance review process. Here at HNTB, our comprehensive personal development program includes a process of establishing each year personal growth goals that are reviewed on a monthly or quarterly basis, as well as improving what we call our B characteristics, where we choose 2 to 3 collaborative, persuasive, open, empathy, one of those characteristics, and we put together a plan to work on that as we grow in our career. Those are the type of things that we can do. And just one piece of advice, though, when you start to take on these new ideas. Before launching a new idea or initiative, make sure you get your brain together for what I call a what could go wrong meeting. I learned this the hard way with coming out with a great idea, but didn't test it with my brain trust, and I ended up on my knees in front of my call center team begging forgiveness because I launched a new initiative without consulting them and learning what could go wrong. A very humbling experience and a very important step.
And certainly appreciate your mentioning that as well. Now, what roles do mentoring and peer groups play in continual growth? And as executives, how can we keep ourselves learning and growing at the same time?
Well, we can learn so much when we interact with others and get outside our own environment. We have this holy huddle, you know, that we're in every day, and we're talking in our meetings and lunchroom, et cetera. But we tend, after a while, to think and talk and make decisions alike. When we get outside, either through mentoring or peer groups, we're exposed to new ideas and people. If we have the right mentors and peer groups, people that are willing to test us and to push us in our ideas. So what I encourage is our team, my team members to either be a mentor, actually both be a mentor and to mentor. Because by being a mentor, you learn from the people that you're mentoring, and always to have a mentor, someone who is outside your industry, who is going to help you with your learning and also hold you accountable. And as a top executive, this is very important. The higher up we are in organization, the less open people are with us, and the less we can share with them. It's just a fact of life. I belong to an executive peer group called Business International, where once a month, 14 of us in non-competing businesses get together. And we get together to learn and to hold each other accountable and to test ideas, try out new things. And I've been given so much honest feedback and accountability from that process. I just think it's very, very important as an executive to have that peer group, that mentor that can help you learn and hold you accountable.
Yeah, accountability is certainly a huge factor, no doubt there. Now, clearly there are significant benefits for businesses from making investments in their people and organizations. How do you measure your return on investment?
I think it comes back to those two words, intentionality and accountability. By that I mean for every new initiative, there should be an identified investment, success indicators, and performance checkpoints. In other words, if you're going to focus on learning as an organization, what is the cost going to be, and articulating what the benefits are going to be and how you're going to measure those, do that up front. If you're going to invest in a new product, in a new service, in a new initiative, we should be intentional and accountable for having that rigorous process for doing that. And then making sure that after we've identified the success indicators and performance checkpoints that we stick to that, so we don't wake up one day and find out that we started a new initiative based upon our learning or based upon our growing program, and we've never checked in on it. The idea there is some things are going to go well and others are going to fail. If you're going to fail, fail early. If you are learning, adapting, and growing as an organization, it'll show up in all your metrics. You will see it in your profitability. You will see it in lowering your turnover rate. You will see it in new product and service development, because where our team members want to be, they want to be with a company and organization where they're learning and growing, can do their best work. And when we have those things, then our bottom line is going to improve, our employees are going to stay, we're going to become an employer of choice. Those are all very measurable outcomes and characteristics of having a learning, growing, and adapting organization.
Well, Mr. Holsizer, it certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly appreciate your input and insight here, especially with your 30 years of leadership experience. Again, thanks so much. In conclusion, if you had one piece of advice for business owners and executives, what would that be?
I think if I have a minute, I'd like to maybe share a few pieces of advice. The first one I would share is surround yourself with people smarter and more creative than you. I think that's very important in making sure that you have an organization that's vibrant and successful. I think also realizing that your team keys off of you as the executive and the importance of being a role model to them. I think thirdly, take care of yourself. Being executive and being a leader is difficult stuff, and the hours that we put in and the energy that we put in can be very, very draining and also impact not only our personal but our family lives too. Very important to take care of ourselves, knowing that we're in it for the long run. I would suggest also that we keep in mind that people don't resist change when we have a learning and developing organization. People don't resist change. What they resist is the promise of change followed by the status quo. So follow through is a must, and this is where we as executives fall down many times, in that we don't follow through. We need to be prepared for the grieving cycle, because organizations aren't necessarily used to changing, but if we're patient and committed, we can get there. And then lastly, I would just say it's important to remember that our role as executives is to create and foster an environment where our teams excel and grow and do their best work. This includes having clear vision, values, and priorities, and providing the tools and the structure to your team. Then get out of their way, get out of your team's way, and see what amazing things they can accomplish.
And certainly do appreciate those parting tips and advice, and thanks so much. Where can listeners get all the details on HNTB Corporation?
The best way is to visit hntb.com. We're a 100-year-old, plus-year-old firm, 4,000 employees, team members dedicating to make the lives of our communities better through infrastructure solutions, hntb.com.
Again, Mr. Holsizer, an honor to have had you with us, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for the opportunity, Eric.
And it was more than a pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Greg Holsizer, HNTB Corporation's West Division Toll Market Practice Leader, one of the nation's top infrastructure solution firms with more than a century of service to public and private owners and contractors. And for further details, visit hntb.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.